Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show episode 36, and it's a Wednesday, February 1st, 2017, the day before Groundhog Day. I am Nard.
And this is Ray. Yes,
welcome to the show. This is where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre shit. Sometimes we get a couple of things, and like what Ray said last week, sometimes it crosses over. Happens a lot. Yep. Yeah, so, yeah, how are you, Ray? We've had a very interesting weekend last week, or, you know, what happened to the world, which panicked, everybody panicked in the world.
Well, I didn't vote for him, so it ain't my fault.
That's right, didn't vote for you either. But anyway, so yeah, last week, and it's been a crazy, crazy week, and everybody's been commenting on it. We might probably not talk about it much here. Sometimes our Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page does talk about it once in a while, but sometimes we just cannot avoid mentioning it also in the show, that fuck the immigration situation right now. It's all fucked up, and hopefully we'll have some resolution soon. And it kind of hits home because we have friends. We actually have friends who are directly affected by this. So it's really sad that this happened to us.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're here to give you a hopefully a more entertaining show than talking about politics. So how are you, Ray? What have you been up to?
Nothing, just work. I took some friends down to the Houston's NFL experience downtown last night, mm-hmm. and we had a great time.
Yeah,
it was very fun. A lot of food trucks, a lot of hot guys to look at.
Well, friends meaning me also. I was there too. Yeah, my only complaint though is that we did not explore too much. We didn't know that I thought that that's the only set of food trucks that we went to. But yeah, there's a whole lot more with a lot more diverse menu. We could have gone to those, but oh well, we tried. Yeah. So what was it all about? I think we're gonna go there again this weekend.
You are?
I think so. Maybe.
It was nice. It was nice knowing you.
Why? But
because of all the crazy gangbangers and the 5 million people that try to go to downtown and you can't park and you can't get through. Nah, it's not for me.
Yeah, that's right. So
that's why I went last night. Why it's not elbow to elbow walking through everything.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, NFL. The Super Bowl is going to be here in Houston this coming weekend, and it's going to be in Houston. Actually, yeah, it's going to be in Houston, and we're going to be there. Well, we're not going to be there. We're not going to be in the Super Bowl because tickets are really, really expensive. But the point is, we might be there on this coming Saturday just to check out the food trucks and see what's going on, mingle with other people, see who's performing and their bands. It's always exciting. It's kind of exciting. We did see some no-name bands there, right, last night.
Well, no, they got a bunch of performers in there, so I don't know who was performing last night. I think either tonight or tomorrow night's an EDM concert.
Oh,
so
that's right. Oh my God, I don't enjoy EDM too much anyway. Yeah. Okay, so we do have a couple of stories for you guys for this show. So let us go to our articles for this week.
Okay, you gonna take the first gay?
All right, let's do the first gay. Okay, this is interesting. I read about this today, and I'm really glad that things are being corrected. Things are being corrected now. So right now it's in Britain. So Britain posthumously pardons thousands of gay men in Turing law. So London. This is from CNN. So thousands of gay and bisexual men who are convicted of now abolished sexual offenses in Britain have been posthumously pardoned under a new policing law, the Justice Ministry announced. So the Turing law received royal assent on Tuesday, that the last stage in a bill becoming a law in the United Kingdom. It gives an automatic pardon to men who died before the law came into force, and makes it possible for living convicted gay men to seek pardons for offenses no longer on the statute book. So back then, being gay is a crime.
It's a crime.
So you people who got who became who were discovered to be gay just because they were loving somebody else or maybe probably having sex with other people, other same sex, and they become busted, they become jailed, and being directed. Now they're doing some like I said, they're correcting what they're doing right now. So the law was named after World War II codebreaker and mathematician Alan Turing, subject of the 2014 film The Imitation Game, which I actually saw a couple of years ago, and it's really good. Did you see that, Ray? And I didn't know that was happening.
Not yet.
Okay, you can watch it on my Plex. So he killed himself in 1954 after he was subjected to chemical castration as punishment for homosexual activity. In 2013, nearly 60 years later, he received a posthumous royal pardon from Queen Elizabeth II. So this is truly a momentous day. We can never undo the hurt caused, but we have apologized and taken action to right these wrongs, Justice Minister Sam Gimaya said, and immensely proud that Turing's law has become a reality under this government. Anyone previously convicted of the abolished laws can actually can apply through the UK's Home Office to have their names cleared and wiped from criminal record checks. Sex between men over the age of 21 was decriminalized in England and Wales in 1967. However, the law was not changed in Scotland until 1980 in Northern Ireland in 1982. So now it is now it's been legal since then, and people are getting pardons and everything. So that is good news.
Unfortunately, most of the people that are getting the pardons are dead.
That's right. That's why they're doing, posthumously being pardoned.
Yeah.
It's like, digging them up from their grave and giving them a medal for, No, that's not how it works.
Well, that does nobody any good. That's not anybody good.
Yep.
They're dead.
They're dead.
They had to suffer through it.
Yeah.
And now the government's saying, oh, we're sorry. I'm sure there'll be a lot of that after the Trump administration's out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. Here's our next. We actually got two gay articles. Here's our next one today. Hunting gay men for sport. Australia investigating the deaths of 88 crimes.
88 men.
Between 1976 and 2000, there were 88 deaths that police in New South Wales, Australia, are considering reclassifying as anti-gay hate crimes. According to the New York Times, police officials claim teenage gangs in Sydney will hunt gay men for sport, sometimes pushing them off cliffs to their deaths.
Oh, God.
These gangs were young men and occasionally women who prowled around for potential victims to harass. Their initial investigations were often perfunctory, since at the time the police held openly hostile views of gay men. One such case is the death of Scott Johnson. In 1988, an American citizen whose body was found at the foot of a cliff in Sydney, in an area notorious for suicides. At the top of the cliff, Johnson's clothes were discovered folded neatly in a pile alongside his watch, student ID, and a $10 bill. The overall consensus was Johnson had killed himself. His brother Steve continually put pressure on authorities to investigate the crime as a murder, and 28 years later, the new inquest finally overturned the original finding of suicide. But coroner still reached no conclusion regarding the death. Last month, Steve Johnson told WCBB that upon discovering these were three other cases of gay men that had died at cliffsides that had probably been attacked by marauding teenage gangs. I collapsed. There will be new evidence heard in June, and Steve Johnson hopes it will inspire other investigations into these deaths. Regardless of the outcome, there's clearly a pattern of these deaths, says Margaret Shell, whose brother Peter was also found dead at the base of the cliff in 1983.
That is horrible.
Today is an extraordinary to think that would not have been open to discussion about what happened, and if we had not, it might have been forbidden it to happen to someone else. We can now see that predators were attacking gay men, says Ted Pinkerton, the police minister of New South Wales in the 80s. And they were doing it with almost certain knowledge that the police would not have gone after them. That was the police culture of the day. So, there are 88 deaths that have been probably classified as suicide or other things, but it seems like Australia has roaming, pissed off gang teenagers that are killing people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's horrible that this is happening. We have our share of hate crimes here in the U.S., but this one is kind of there's a pattern that people are dying on a cliff. I mean, I'm sure Okay, fine. Would you imagine that anyone would actually want to jump off a cliff? Wouldn't people who do want to commit suicide?
Well, I tell people all the time to go take a flying leap.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, you know, they would do it. What I'm saying is, wouldn't it even be more understandable that people, if they would commit suicide, they would do something that is that doesn't involve cliffs? Probably they'll take pills. They'll have an accident, or you know, or in a car. It's easier because you have to hike to a mountain. Why would you want to do that? Or maybe you're in an elevator and jump off a cliff.
Well, it's like those suicide woods in what, Japan, where everybody goes and kills himself repeatedly.
Repeatedly, you can only do suicide once, Ray.
Well, no, but multiple people are going in there and killing themselves. I mean, people are repeatedly going in there and killing themselves. Just not the same thing.
But question is how.
Well, I don't know. Probably. Okay. I don't know. I haven't watched that movie. It's too scary.
Okay. But anyway, so in this case, people are dying on a cliff. So yes, that is actually worth investigating.
Well, the cliff is one of them, but there's 88 cases, and I don't think all 88 cases people jumped off a cliff. It's just a common one that they seem that they're deeming a suicide, and it might not actually be suicide.
And if they're gay people, I don't think that's the best way to commit suicide. Not I'm advocating suicide or actually giving ideas how to do it, but I think if I'm going to do something like that, it's going to be something very less painful. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, well, if I ever get to that point where I'm going to commit suicide, I'm taking a lot of people with me. I'm just saying.
Really? Oh, no.
Really?
I'll stay home. Anyway, okay, so.
I'm going out with a bang.
Or be banged. What if you die by, you know, getting banged? Suicide by getting banged?
Well, if I bottomed, I probably would die, so.
That's right.
It'd be like committing suicide.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go to the geek, Ray. So.
Okay.
So the geek one, I'll take the geek. So the geek here, it's kind of special because, you know, it's high tech, meaning body cams, which increases a lot of accountability for people, especially law enforcement. So NYPD will equip all officers with body cameras by late 2019. As part of a new contract, the New York Police Department will equip every officer with a body camera by the end of 2019. When there are 34,000 officers patrolling the streets, this could easily be one of the most ambitious body camera projects to date. As elsewhere, the move should theoretically improve police accountability by showing what really happened. Of course, theory and practice are two different things. Police in other cities have been accused of deleting or editing footage to cover up excessive uses of force, and the NYPD itself hasn't been above manipulating articles to downplay brutality incidents. Body cameras will only be truly effective if the department makes sure that those cameras stay in use regardless of what happens in the line of duty. Which reminds me, they should have it should be some kind of a cellular activated body cameras. So it's actually streaming. Streaming and being recorded somewhere else. It's not being saved to an SD card in your chest, so they don't have the ability to delete the footage. So if there are body cameras running around and either they're preventing a crime or who knows, they're doing something nefarious, the video is not in their body, but it's being streamed. That's gonna cost a lot of money, but I think it's a good idea, don't you think, Ray?
Well, I think we all need body cams for work, because then I could post some videos that work that people would not believe.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yes.
Interesting. I wonder what
you know. People at Walmart, you got crazy people at work.
Oh yeah, but these ones, I think they're talking about real true video. So, I think it is a good idea. Body cams for law enforcement is really important to me. I think for the police, of course, so that accountability is increased and we know what's really going on. There's no lying, and you know, we've seen footages and on the internet, lots of them, like the same angle, and then there's this either a crime being committed or there's some brutality that happens. It happens. It's something that has happened before, and having body cameras would really increase accountability and probably make people who are involved in it think twice in doing something nefarious. So, anyway. Okay, let's go to Bizarre Ray.
Well, all I got to say is you can have your body cam all you want, but let me cash you outside. How about that?
Cash you outside. How about that? Oh, my God, Ray. That's a good one. I just saw about the story about that. That's a big meme, isn't it, or something like that?
Yes, that's memes all over the place. I posted one of some dogs today. It was hilarious.
Oh, God.
Okay, our bizarre story today. Healing crystal dildos are here to make your vagina a magical place.
Yeah, if you have a vagina.
Well, Maynard, we're talking about you.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Me having a vagina.
Okay. Yes. Healing crystals have been a wellness trend for quite some time now, with a cult following of people who swear by their therapeutic properties. While some choose to harness the rock's energy in the form of pyramid-shaped decor or jewelry, one innovative company has delved into the previously untracked territory, the crystal dildo market. Yes, you read that correctly. Chakra Rubs dubs itself as the original crystal sex toy company, with all of its products being made from 100% pure crystal. Chakra Rubs derives its name from chakra, the Sanskrit word that describes energy wheels. The company produces handmade dildos made from precious minerals like rose quartz and pure amethyst, which each provide their own respective healing properties. The best part about these dildos, they practically double as home decor. So you certainly avoid the semi-awkward moment when the visitor spots your self-pleasure gadget in your bedside table. So.
Sorry, I just had to. That's funny. It's going to be a very nice conversation piece right in the middle of the table.
I know.
You have a crystal.
So, but here, it's... All this sounds pretty convincing, right? But before you sit back and take a ride on the Crystal Express to Pleasure Town, allow us to quickly remind you of the buzz surrounding Gwyneth Paltrow and her overpriced vaginal jade eggs. In case you missed it, a gynecologist advised avoiding Paltrow's viral eggs because of potential health risks, and such as bacterial vaginosis. How do you say that?
Oh.
Vaginosis.
I had to ask my medical expert.
Oh, okay.
And toxic shock syndrome. Yikes, because the controversy regarding these eggs, it may be best to check with your gyno before investing in your cherub toy. Mm-hmm. So, now, looking at the pictures that's posted on these, there's only one that looks like it's... There's one that's made as a butt plug, it looks like.
Okay.
So I think that one would only be the safe one to use for gay men. Because... You know, when you have to go have surgery to have your toys fished out your butt, that's a whole other thing.
You need a string there somewhere.
And it happens quite often, so.
Or once. Sorry.
So.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that. Well, okay, what's the term again? Vaginosis?
Vaginosis.
Can your friend explain what vaginosis is?
It's when the coochie gets all cruddy.
Really? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Vaginosis.
At least that's what it means to me, because I don't go around coochie, so I don't get no vaginosis.
Don't do it now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's interesting. So, okay, crystal. So, crystal dildos. It's something that I'm not going to say that I have one. No, I don't. But I have one of those crystal things for massaging. You know those small things, Ray? The small pencil type, pencil thin, it's really like 2 inches long. And then you use it to massage the parts of your body at the back. And it's kind of pointed. One part of it's pointed, one's rounded. It's kind of...
Is it kind of like Asian penis?
Screw you. Well... There are some exceptions, I should say. Anyway, so yeah, what I'm talking about are these crystal massagers. Yeah, you use them to, you know, for massaging and everything. And this one is a pretty big one. What I was laughing about it a while ago, because it's something that can be a decor. Yeah, so interesting. Would you like to have one at home, Ray? Dildos scattered all over the house that they're actually crystal dildos?
Well, I have to make sure that stuff's not laying out anyhow most days. So, but I know crystal ones. Maybe the butt plug one I could use on somebody.
Butt plug, crystal butt plug. That would something interest you.
So.
Okay, so one more thing about... They mentioned about Gwyneth Paltrow and about the oversized vaginal jade eggs? What do you do with it? You just shove it in, and then you what? What do you do? Is it...
I guess girls put them in their coochie like guys put stuff in their butt.
Oh, okay. Can you say
like Benoit balls or something like that?
And they're vaginal jade eggs.
Yeah. We'll have to get a female on the show to talk about all that because I know nothing about that.
Okay. We'll have
nothing.
We'll try to have a female in the show. Anyway, okay. So that's, I guess that's it though. Those are our stories. And it's tomorrow's Groundhog Day, right?
Yeah. We're in Houston. It doesn't matter. It's going to do what it's going to do. It's going to be hot one day, cold one day, feel like hell one day. It's going to snow one day. It's going to rain the next day. And then we're going to have a hurricane roll through and wipe everything out. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, Ray, tomorrow's Groundhog Day.
Don't try that repeat mess to me. Don't even try that groundhog repeat mess.
Oh, that's what Groundhog Day is.
You can go talk to your friend Bill Murray and work all that out.
All right, okay. So anyway, thank you guys for listening to our show. If you want to... before we go, we special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And if you want to contact us, you can send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Oh, and you can call us and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327.
Yes. And also go to Facebook and Twitter, and we're on Google Play, iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Gay Geek Bizarre. Bye.
And thanks, Ian, for that Alan Turing article.
Oh, that's right. Thanks, Ian.
He gave us that.
Bye.